On Halftime, Nathan Thompson, the People's Hamstring, with the weekend footy preview for the new Mexican chicken sub from Subway.
Now, the People's Hamstring in rare form last week with his tipping, as he always is, but my understanding is, as I welcome him to the program, that there was also rare form displayed on the field last week for the Doncaster Sharks in their 1,000th game of Eastern Football League football. Tomo, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Danny Boy. Afternoon to all our listeners. Afternoon. There was an explosion.
Was there an explosion? Not your hamstring.
Yes, there was there was one effort, and then there wasn't much else that came after that. Jelly legs, and it was funny. It was actually funny. I did play last week in the Eastern Footy League Div 2 with the Donny Sharks. It was a great day, actually. Playing against East Burwood, and it was good to be out there.
Spider, did you play on Spider Lee? Can we just confirm or deny that Spider Lee, the great man around here,
he's a dirty
was your opponent?
Oh, my stars. No, but I didn't play on Spider, but
right, okay.
It was good. It was good to be out there, but I did feel like I'd been run over by a truck on the Sunday.
Okay.
I felt.
So you ran over by the truck. How many times would you have kicked the ball between the big uprights on the weekend, perhaps, Tomo?
There was a couple that went through.
How many is a couple, Tomo?
There was about nine.
Nine of the best on back on the comeback trail.
Nine, yeah.
That's Jordan-esque.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Jordan-esque.
No, the ball, credit to the boys, the ball was just flying
don't
in
be
there.
Talking about up the field, mate. It was all about you. One out
that.
In the 50.
Yeah, it was.
Just give me the space and I'll do the rest. Nine!
Yeah, nine chaps. So that was good fun.
You reckon? That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. The big man. Are you back again this week? Have you recovered?
Yeah, well, just. I think so. We're playing against Waverley Blues Glen Waverley, I think, Charles Street Oval there. So,
tough.
Yeah, it actually will be a very even game. They're in a very similar position to us, so tough game, and I'm sure a very fair chance that I could blow a hamstring. So we'll wait and see. I actually didn't do one round one, or my round one, which was last week. So we'll wait and see.
That's a certainty.
Good to be out there, though, for an old fella.
Great
good to
effort.
Be running around.
Speaking of old fella, what was the age, perhaps, of your opponent for the weekend? Was it someone in your vicinity?
I did have a chat to him at one stage, and he mentioned something, and I just sort of laughed at him, and I said, I am pretty old, pal. He said, how old? I said, 37. He went, ooh. And when I got that response,
ooh,
I thought, yeah, he must be 20 or 21, this kid. So, yeah, about half my age.
Just a young fella, and you've taken him to town. Nine of the best. Well done, Tomo. That is terrific
good to be
form.
Out there. It was good to be out there.
Terrific form. Doncaster Sharks will be rapt about that. Getting the big man, getting him between the uprights.
One week at a time, Danny.
One week at a time. It's one snag at a time for you.
No, hey, double cobra.
No.
They're asking off the SMS.
Oh, they
double
are too.
Double cobra for nine. No double cobra.
When does the double come out these days?
Big moments only. very big moments only, Danny Boy.
Terrific. Terrific. Well, the fans would have loved that. They'll be loving round seven action too, Tomo,
yep.
Because there's plenty of good
week.
Games.
Mm.
We'll get our teeth into that. Friday night footy off the top, Tomo. Let's get straight into that. Dustin Fletcher's back for the Bombers. Langford and Ashby coming to the squad. Zaharakis out with an ankle injury, which is a setback for them. Gwilt and Hams on the omission list. And for the Kangaroos, Jamie McMillan in and Mason Wood has been rested, but still named an emergency. Not sure what that means.
Well, we wait and see, Half. I really like the form of North Melbourne last week, bouncing back from their pretty ordinary performance against the Hawks. They got fixed up by the Hawks. The Hawks' ball use was fantastic. And I think North Melbourne in there, the way that they were able to turn that around against Richmond down at Blundstone Arena was very, very good. Just very hard-nosed performance, I thought, from the Kangaroos. They forced the Tigers into turnovers, the Tigers' possession. It was good pressure from the Kangaroos, and that set up the win for mine. And really, their goal-kicking at the moment, Kangaroos, that forward line is starting to really cause some teams some trouble. And they've got plenty of guys down there that can kick some goals. Lindsay Thomas kicking goals for them is very important. Had the five last week. He is a very good small forward, and he takes the pressure off the big guys. So when you've got Big Ben Brown and Waite and Petrie and these guys up running around, Lindsay Thomas can be the player that falls out from the focus. And he is a genuine goal kicker. He's a smart player, and they need him to keep chipping in with that two to three goals every week.
Yep.
Would really take the pressure off the bigger guys on the team. I am going to go the North Melbourne team this week, Half. I think Bombers need to bounce back. Their first 3 weeks were very, very good, their performance. But since then, They have fallen away pretty badly for mine. They were lucky to get over St Kilda. Their effort against Fremantle, their ball use was very poor, and that's what Kangaroos will be sweating on. Guys like Scott Thompson, Lock Hansen in that defensive end, that's where they'll be wanting to start those. When the Bombers get their hands on the footy, that's where the Kangaroos will set up their attacks from. That half-back flank, they'll try and force... They'll get turnovers there with those guys reading the play well. And, you know, for me, I'll get them just in front at the end of the game. But Bombers need to turn the form around. It really has fallen away. I think Sydney and Hawthorn, even their win against Carlton, the 21-point win in round three, was just average from the Bombers. And from there, the loss to Collingwood was very ordinary, barely played against St Kilda and just got over the line. And then really, the last week, Freo, a great team, no questions. But they've got to travel back from there and try and get the job done. I think a bit too much to ask.
That is a very fine selection, I reckon. I'll be going for the Kangaroos as well in that one. I just can't trust the Bombers at the moment. The Kangas are yet to convince me either, but I think on the back of the travel factor,
Bombers best footy, I think these odds are askew. Like, I think if we'll check with Matty Campbell later, but I think the Kangaroos are sort of around that 150 mark. Bombers playing their best footy, this is a toss of the coin game for me, but they're just not. So Kangaroos deserve to be favourite.
Right, Kangaroos for you, Kangaroos for me. And some feedback coming off the SMS saying that you may have bullied the crowd last week. You bullied the boy you're playing on last weekend. Can you just confirm with me that you actually came off the ground midway through the third term?
Yeah, I did finish the game about 5 minutes to go in the third term.
Nine up until 5 minutes to go before three-quarter time.
Yeah, that's correct.
Could have been 15. Yeah. Some sort of effort.
No, there wasn't anything left in the tank.
Off the ground.
Oh, no, off the SMS. Someone's saying a bit of junk time.
No, there's no junk time, guys.
No, we did. I did mention before. We did win quite easily. Goals. We certainly did. But
if you're off the ground at 5 minutes before three-quarter time, mate, there's no junk time goals.
I don't think I'm really that stressed about it.
I can see
if we win by 20 goals, I'm happy. If we win by five, I'm happy. If I kick a few goals here and there, I'm happy.
Nine before three-quarter
time. If I get a tasty cold beverage in a handle after the game, I'm happy.
In a handle.
In
the old glass. Yeah. There
player of the week.
Brilliant. Brilliant stuff. There'll be a player of the week involved in the Adelaide St Kilda game, I'm sure, Tomo. Yep. Just don't know who it is at this stage. Ins for the Adelaide Crows. We've got Henderson coming in for Sloan with that cheekbone injury. That's a bit of a concern for them. And how long he's going to be out for. And for the Saints, what about this? No change. Going that well, the Saints, no change. That's good for business, I reckon, for Saints fans.
Yeah, well done, Saints. They have been working their way up to that victory last week, and what a big victory it was from 49 points down against a very, very strong Western Bulldogs outfit. And, of course, we know from the injuries the Bulldogs got last week, they ran out a bit of steam, momentum changed. Great signs from some of those young St Kilda players. We can talk about Dave Armitage, 45 possessions. You know, well done, Dave. Been there for a while. We know when he is on his game, he is a good inside midfielder. But they've got to look at the, you know, everyone's looking at guys like Josh Bruce and the form he's in up forward for them. Billings. Some of those goals that Billings kicked last week, the Saints fans would have been looking at that going, hey, we've got something to turn up to the footy to for the next few years to watch these guys coming through. So that's fantastic. I think Adelaide... For me, St Kilda have got to be concerned that they don't come down off last weekend's win against the Bulldogs. Going to Adelaide Oval, tough place to play footy. For me, Adelaide will be up for this one. I'm tipping Adelaide to win this one comfortably by about 7 or 8 goals.
Oh, 7 or 8?
Yes.
Well, Matty Granlund, Kevin Bartlett, and Daryl Wakelin will be calling this action on 11:16 SEN Melbourne's home of footy. You know, it's one of those games for me, this one. I'm still not convinced Adelaide are the team that I thought they were at the start of the season, and I'm more convinced than ever that St Kilda are a much more competitive beast than I gave them credit for at the start of the season.
For me, Adelaide have played one bad game this year, and that was against Western Bulldogs. Port Adelaide, they lost by 24 points. That's no shame. They had 70 inside 50s that day. So that's not bad footy. That's bad execution once you get inside your scoring zone. And then last week going up to Gold Coast, they got the job done. I think we still need to respect Adelaide, especially at home. They will come out firing you from my point of view. I think they'll try and hit the Saints between the eyes nice and early. This young team, get them off their game and put some scoreboard pressure on. So for me, yep.
Righto, I'm with you. You've talked me into it. Adelaide to win that one, maybe not the 7 or 8, maybe 4 to 5, perhaps, there at the Adelaide Oval. But that's still a win. We're still happy.
Yeah, we're happy.
You're getting the pewter mug with a cold, tasty beverage.
That's it.
That's what you want. All right, we'll get to a break. 3:19 on the Friday footy preview. Nathan Thompson is with us, the national tipping champ, the People's Hamstring. And we will come back to continue on. Round 7 action. There's 7 more games to get through. We'll go through that. We'll also check in, as you heard from Tomo, with Matty Campbell from sportsbet.com.au for all the latest markets in the build-up to the big footy weekend. Nathan Thompson is with us going through the teams, the games for round 7. Get your tips in with the National Tipping Champ. Get your pens poised, as KB would say. And mark them down. Next game up for grabs is tomorrow at the MCG, 2:10 traditional time slot, Hawthorn v Melbourne, which is always a good game of footy, and the mighty MCG even better. For the Hawks, James Frawley is back against his old boys, Angus Litherland, and David Hale is a late inclusion. Wasn't included in the initial squad last night or an emergency, but has been included today at the expense of Ben McAvoy, who we believe has got a hamstring problem. Jed Anderson admitted last night with Brendan Whitecross. Grant Birchall plays game number 200. And for the D's tomorrow, Jack Grimes comes in with Rowan Bale, Viv Mitchie and Matt Jones. Jack Watts is omitted, as is Cameron Pedersen. Jay Kennedy-Harris is out with a groin, and Ben Newton misses out as well.
Yeah, it's interesting to see Jack Watts omitted from the team. Just not a consistent enough competitive performance from Jack, and until he can do that, I think he's going to be a player that is going to go in and out of the team. And I think Paul Roos and the coaching staff, this is a bit of a sign to say, you know, this is, we've had enough of the roller coaster. You need to start delivering a bit more. So good luck to Jack.
How do you sell that to a bloke like Jack Watts? He's had a fair bit of coverage to his time.
He's had a truckload of coverage.
A lot of coverage.
I think we get caught up too much with that. It needs to be delivered to him like it's delivered to anyone else. And I think where clubs set themselves or put a rod in their own back is they give too many of these guys free games. And continue to give them free games. There's one way of doing it, which is to give them free games, and then in the end, you know, they'll develop and they'll keep improving. But when players don't improve and don't pick up that consistency and pick up that harder, you know, edge to their game and develop and mature as a player is probably the best way to explain it, then you find yourself caught in a bit of no man's land. He's no longer not getting the job done for you in any position, well, certainly not consistently. And that's when it comes to a stage where I think they just need to be treated like anyone else, mate. Your form doesn't warrant a spot in the team. You're going to have to earn your stripes. You're going to have to go back and get 30 a week in the VFL and kick some goals and show us you deserve to have an AFL jumper. Interesting, the Hawks from the start of the season, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. Last week against the Giants away, two areas they got belted in the ruck. Mumford was amazing. Yeah. And just the run of the Giants was absolutely fantastic. And I think looking at this week, the Demons, I'm just not sure that they've got the run or the rucking power to do the same thing as what the Giants were able to do. I like the Demons' midfield. I think if they're up for the fight, I love what they did against Adelaide about a month ago, where they were just up for an absolute fight, you know, and a scrap. But since then, we haven't seen that same commitment from this Demons team. And I think that's what Roos and the Melbourne coaching staff would be after, is if they can get that hunger every single week. Yes, your outcomes and your win-loss will be up and down depending on who you're playing and their list and those sort of things, but they just haven't had consistency of effort from their players. They'll be looking to get back and fight against the Hawks today, but for me, Hawthorn with Frawley back in the team is very important, with Hogan and also Dawes as the two big key forwards up there. They've still got enough midfield power, the Hawks, with Hill and Mitchell, the two main guys in there to do the damage for the Hawks, and of course Gunston and Roughhead will give, looking forward to the Roughhead and Tom McDonald matchup. Should be an absolute beauty. Hawks to win for me, half, about 30 points.
All right, I'll go the Hawks as well. I do want to make acknowledgement of Grant Birchall's 200th game. He's been a terrific player
been
for
a star,
the Hawks.
Mate. What a superstar he's been.
Three-time premiership player at just the age of 26, I think he might be. He's not very old, Grant Birchall, but he's been a hell of a player and one of the real barometers for the Hawks. I like that boy. I like him a lot. So I'll tip the Hawks as well on that one. Carlton and GWS is the next game up for grabs. You mentioned the Giants a couple of times there in that summation of that game with the Hawks and Melbourne. This game is being played at Etihad Stadium. Brett Phillips will be there with David Schwartz and Scotty Lucas. Inns for the Blues. I like the Inns. Simon White's back after that knee injury. Chris Yaron from suspension. Matty Watson, Troy Menzel, Andrew Carrazzo, Matty Dick and Jason Tutt. Out go Clem Smith, Mark Wiley, Nick Graham, Dylan Buckley, Blaine Bockhurst, Liam Jones, all omitted, and Andrew Walker's out with a knee, Tomo. And for the Giants, I think for the first time in their history, unchanged.
They were great last week. They were great. Ryan Griffin has stepped up the last couple as well, so he's shown some good form for them, which is great. There's no doubt Mumford is their barometer half. When Mumford is on fire or just competing like the animal that he is, he's a monster. And they've got such a good midfield. So guys like Devin Smith, who have really improved. When you're getting the football inside 50 like they were, with some real fluency, to a guy like Jeremy Cameron, who was up and about last week, you've also got the great McCarthy as well, playing a great second act at the moment. Well, he's been playing first act until last week. They've got some goal scoring power down there. The problem for the Giants, they've only won one game away from home at present. That was against St Kilda, round one. Yep. And I called that game, they were pretty ordinary. So their away form this year has been pretty ordinary. They need to play away from home this week against the Blues and show some form, because I like Carlton's ins. I think Carlton are a sneaky chance in this game. I officially can't pick the Blues. That would near get me kicked off this station. But I think this could be a lot closer. Watson back into the team is an interesting one. He's a better kick.
Will he play forward or back, do you reckon?
He's got to play forward. He's too slow in defence, Watson. And if they played him on McCarthy or Cameron, he'd get some goals kicked on him. But he's a 6'4" or 6'5" guy. He's a big guy. Mm. He can take a mark. He needs to attack the ball a bit harder in the air, but he can certainly kick the ball beautifully with that left boot. So you like the ins, Menzel and a few others coming back into that team for the Blues. I think they're going to be a hell of a lot more competitive this week, and they certainly could raise an upset, but I will go with the Giants in a close one.
I'm tipping the Blues. I'm thinking that these ins can make some sort of difference. They've copped their fair shellac of the recent couple of weeks, particularly after last week's loss. Oh, I'm a bit like you, not convinced about Giants on the road. And Carrazzo is a key player, great leader for the footy club.
Are you tipping the Blues?
I'm tipping the Blues.
All right.
Yaron, critical when he gets going, getting back in there. He owes the footy club a big performance on the weekend. I like White's role. Menzel's got a heap of talent. And you mentioned Watson and Tut and Dick can do their thing as a side act. But I'm tipping the Blues. I'm going to give them a chance.
Yep.
Not a vortex. But I'm going to give them a chance.
Well, they've got a better team, no doubt about that. And it should take some pressure off the Gibbs and Murphy and these guys to actually, you know, release some shackles, get some footy, do some damage.
I say go Blues. And we'll hear from Mick Malthouse, of course, in the coach's box tonight. Coach of the Blues with Hutto, Doom, Moons and Rowan Connolly. Sydney and Geelong at ANZ Stadium tomorrow night. Tomo, is an interesting game of footy, I reckon. Towers in for the Swans. Heaney out with that knee injury. Jared McVeigh plays game number 250. What a star he has been for the Swans. And for the Cats, Stokes comes in with Blees. He's playing his first game after crossing from the D's. And out goes the ever unlucky Josh Cowan and Nakia Cockatoo.
Yeah, sorry to see that for Josh Cowan. I mean, injuries are the worst part of Australian rules football, whether it's local or at the highest level. It's a tough game. You've got to be a tough dude to get out there and do it. And that boy has had a terrible run, so wish him all the best. 250 games is a wonderful effort. He's been
huge.
He has been a sensational player. And Sydney Swans, they do a very good job of getting a little bit juiced up for their teammates when this sort of stuff happens. Geelong were great last week. Their first half, they showed a bit of Geelong of old, the hard-nosed, contested ball winning. They really worked hard. Well done to Mitch Duncan. Thought he played his best game for a while. Was absolutely fantastic. I like Sydney convincingly, though, half. I think Sydney, they've just been floating along. I think something like a 250th game might just swing them into momentum. They've got some amazing forwards, we know. Their midfield just haven't been delivering that much this year for mine. They've got to work harder and dominate opposition teams, which they haven't been doing. They've been giving opposition opportunities, too much of the footy. And if they play four quarters, I really do think this could be a 10-goal game. But in saying that, I'll be saying about a 5.
It's keen to see.
I'm pretty keen on the Swans.
Yeah, keen to see how the Cats back up. I mean, they played a really good first half last week and then sort of faded away. They've been playing patchy footy, as far as I'm concerned, all season long. Good moments and poor moments, and not good enough for long enough at times. One thing we do know about Sydney, more often than not, is they are good enough for long enough, and I think that'll be a 6-goal win to the Sydney Swans at ANZ Stadium tomorrow night. We'll get to West Coast and Gold Coast. Tomo, Subiaco, Patterson, what's it called? Domain Stadium.
Domain.
These days at 7:40.
We'll stick with Subiaco, I think.
Tim Gossage will be there calling the action for SEN with Darren Gasper. Mark Hutchings comes in for Jackson Nelson, who's admitted for the Eagles. And for the Swans, the Bad Boys are back. Mackenzie, Bennell and Matera with Leslie and Stanley as well. Rory Thompson out, Adam Sard out, Mitch Hallahan out, Joshua Glenn out and Clay Cameron all out, Tomo. West Coast flying at the moment. At home, they've been very, very good. What do you make of this?
Well, they've got some wonderful ins there, the Gold Coast Suns, the Bad Boys, if that's what you want to call them. Mackenzie, Matera, Bennell, they desperately need those guys in the team. Stanley is rock solid, honest, the way he goes about his business. I mean, Thompson's a big loss, their centre half back, but Rory Thompson hasn't been in the same form that he was in a couple of seasons ago, where he was the next up and coming. He was like the Tom McDonald, the next up and coming centre half back or fullback in the competition. Kind of love the way the Eagles are going about their footy.
How's your man Simo going?
How good were they? Well, he's the coach, mate. Let's not reap the praise on the coach.
He's the key.
I just like the way that Pritis obviously does what Pritis does, but the midfield around him has been absolutely fantastic. Chris Maston is playing some of the best footy of his career. Elliot Yeo's been a wonderful pickup. No doubt about that. And guys like Luke Shuey and Gaff are finding themselves in some really good form at the moment as well. So the Eagles have definitely got a lot of the tools. The question mark has always been on their kicking skills and that midfield. But at present, they've found their mojo. And I think they win this one comfortably.
I'm with you. Yeah, and I just refuse. They're a bit vortexy for me, Gold Coast. I'm just not tipping them.
Well, if they're up and about, if they're up for a fight, big ground over there at Subiaco, they've got the running legs. But if they're not up for the fight, it could be 15 goals.
Righto, Tomo. Let's get through the last three games. Western Bulldogs and Fremantle. Sunday squads, extended benches work with us. And Boyd, Wallace, Long and Dale. Not Long, Jong and Dale. I get that wrong everywhere.
Long Jong.
Jong. Got me. Long. Clay Smith out with an injury. We wish him the best of luck. And in for the Dockers, McFarlane is in the team, as are Boyd Wallace and Jong, by the way. Sheridan and Crozier and the extended squad for Fremantle. This is going to be a beauty Sunday at Etihad. You'll be there with Radar and Scotty Lucas.
I think this could be match of the round. Cool.
I think you're right. And I hope it is. I really hope it is too.
I really hope that the Doggies can play with the same vigour as that first half against the Saints for four quarters. Some great ins, as you mentioned. Boyd and Wallace are super important. I'm sure Wallace, in his first game back from injury, will get a key job on Nat Fife or even Mundy to try and stop a little bit of the influence from that midfield.
Is it big enough for those blokes? Or did you
well, I don't think there is anyone that's actually big enough that can run with them. But you're right. Maybe it is a lock-in, Neil. But he's been in wonderful form as well. Mm. The big concern for me is the form that Aaron Sanderlands has been in conjunction with this midfield, and what Ace Cordy can do about that as the opponent. I mean, Ace Cordy giving away not just height, but physical size and presence as well. He is going to be up against it this week. And to me, that's where I think the Dogs, as much as they're... a ferocious attack on the footy. The Dockers can handle that. They are a big-bodied team. They're a mature football team. They've got such a strong midfield. The Dogs have been able to do a great job in pressuring teams to cough up the football. We haven't seen a team be able to do that or sustain that against Fremantle so far this year. They've been a step above. Yeah. They've been very professional. I think in the end, they're just going to be able to do that again against the Dogs this week. Dogs will be trying to, once again, get great run off their half-back flank. One thing about Freo, they've just got a great defensive structure as well. So they've got a great balance. They don't overplay the situation. So when they turn the ball over, they've normally got their structure in place ready to go. And I think the Bulldogs certainly will find it hard to kick that score against this Fremantle defence rather than what they've been able to do against other teams. So great job, though. Guys like Stringer, Tom Boyd's showing a little bit, which is fantastic. And as we've mentioned about this midfield of the Bulldogs and certainly Robert Murphy, there's been some great signs this year. Just don't think they can get it done against the best team in the comp in Freo.
I hope they have a real hot crack, the Western Bulldogs, but I think Freo are too good regardless of the opposition at this stage. And their form at Etihad Stadium, from what I've seen when I've watched them live there, is very, very good. So Fremantle, the winner, just been told by a very reliable source that McFarlane's been withdrawn from that encounter. Don't know who that replacement is or who will come in to the team with that extended bench just yet. But McFarlane, I believe, has been withdrawn thanks to a very reliable source. Richmond and Collingwood on Sunday at the MCG. Interesting game, this one too, Tomo. Vickery, Elton, D, McBean, Ellis and Menadue. come in. Newman, Gordon and Ashbury go out. Connor Menadue, new boy from the Western under-18s. And Liam McBean from the Calder under-18s. And for the Pies, for Solo, Galt, Seedsman and DeGoey come into the squad. And Armstrong goes out. Nathan Brown plays his 100th game.
Such is the reach of Kevin Bartlett that he's even making changes to the team these days.
I know.
Through his own
radio
program.
What about that?
He's just, yeah, McBean in. McBean in. That's the way it works. Kick five in the VFL. Very tall, slender forward, but a good kick from what KB was telling us. So look forward to seeing him if he gets his opportunity.
Yeah, I'll suggest the Vortex.
I'm feeling a bit of bit Vortex-y.
Not Vortex.
Off the SMS, one of our listeners asking, Vortex-y, what's that? That is Richmond, my friend.
They're the Vortex. They just suck you in every week.
Can I actually go with their due?
No. They're the Vortex. They're never due. It's just this black hole, Tomo. You know that.
No, I actually think they're due. I've got a feeling. Every now and then I get a vortexy sort of feeling that they're due. And just looking at the Pies and their form lines, I didn't really read in much into this until last week because I just thought, you know what, Collingwood are going about their business very, very well in who they've dispatched of. But when you do look across it, they've really only beaten teams that were out of form at the time. And when they faced Geelong last week, who were red hot, they had their pants pulled down. So Collingwood, this is a big opportunity for Collingwood to beat one of these teams that are in the middle that are going to be fighting for them with them for that eighth or seventh or sixth, wherever it is, sort of spot. But I'm going to go Vortex-y.
You've gone the Vortex.
They're due.
It's extraordinary scenes here on the Friday Footy Preview. Even the great Kevin Bartlett has tipped Collingwood in the Herald Sun Super Tipping.
That says to me that Vortex are definitely due.
The Pies for me.
They're not carrying the weight of the almighty 400 games.
I think their pressure around the ground will make Richmond go sideways and backwards again and not find a way through. I think the Pies will win. Last game up for grabs. Gabba Sunday, 4:40.
Feeling sick in the stomach.
Buick, Asian, Dawson, so you should be. into the squad. And for the Power, O'Shea, Nia, Colquhoun, Impey and Amon come in. Carlisle and Young go out. Impey's the one that's been named in the lineup, so he'll definitely come in, you'd think, for the Port. Brisbane, a good win last week, Tomo. Their first of the year, but can they beat Port?
No.
Right.
No, they can't. Well done to Brisbane Lions. Great effort. Beams has just been a sensation since he's been up there. Well done to him. Good to see some of the young players getting involved. McStay's been a good highlight for them. But no, they can't beat the Power.
No, they can't.
No.
No, I wish them the best of luck, but no, they can't. Power to win.